In India are fascinated by names of well-known people. Unfortunately, sometimes they're unaware of exactly who they might be. They've just heard the name. Which is why about 345 candidates who are running for assembly in India, we have some odd choices. For instance, there's Adolf Lou Hitler. They didn't know.
Oh, my.
There's Frankenstein Mammon. Yeah. There's one named Billy the Kid Sangma.
Did they call him Frank?
I don't know. And then there's one called Jim Carter Sangma.
I wonder if he grows peanuts.
Yeah. You have to have land in India.
One has to ask.
There aren't enough people there. In Grand Rapids, Michigan, a man accidentally flushed his wedding ring down the toilet. Joe Myers and his wife took the toilet apart, but didn't find the $500 ring. They called the city. Public Works employee put a filtering device on a nearby sewer line, got the ring back.
Oh, well, that's good.
That is fabulous.
Yeah, be sure and wash it before you put it back on, because you know where it's been.
It's going to be a good, good morning.
What was he doing over the toilet that he drops his ring in there?
I don't know.
You always hear that, though.
Yeah. Info. Maybe he was losing a lot of weight.
Well, it could be that. Swinging around and just happened to bang it into the pot.
That's a heck of a weight loss program.
Well, yeah, I guess so. You're going to find it's worth your while to spend this time with us. It's going to be a good, good morning. A good, good morning
meeting. We're going to have a great time today. Lights, camera, action. Hooray for Hollywood leaps from the silver screen, recreating more than 30 songs and dances live on stage. Featuring songs from Singing in the Rain and The Glenn Miller Story to Titanic and Hairspray. Hooray for Hollywood is musical entertainment for the entire family and a show you won't want to miss.
Presented by MSC Opus and Bluebell Creameries March 1st and 2nd. For tickets, call 845-1234.
6:15, News Talk 1620, WTAW, the 25th of February. It's National Chocolate-Covered Peanuts Day.
Fabulous.
You know, it's, what are they, goobers? Is that right? Is that the,
yes,
the
those pre, are called goobers.
The pre-mixed up, yeah.
The chocolate-covered raisins are raisinettes.
Reminds me of the story about the guy who went to see his grandmother in the hospital. And she was asleep, and so he went in and sat down and just kind of waited on her, and he's reading a magazine. He sees there's a bowl of peanuts over there.
Don't do this.
Goes ahead and scarfs those down, and she wakes up, and he says, "Boy, Grandma, the peanuts were really good." She said, "Oh, those used to be peanut M&Ms." But anyway, all right. Just in case people hadn't heard.
Can I do birthdays now?
Not yet. No,
it's to tell another disgusting story.
Yeah, it's National Clam Chowder Day. That's like Yankee chili.
I love clam chowder.
Yankee chili, I love it.
Well, I mean, people down here don't have clam chowder. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, but I love it.
Well,
it's
and that's
so
fine.
Good.
That's why we have Campbell soup, so you can open up a can of that. And yeah.
Oh.
It's the snow moon, too, if you get a chance to see that one. That's the full moon that we have in February.
We get so much of that in Texas.
Yeah, too. We do. Yeah. That chowder. Yeah. Have you ever had, now, till you've had you some armadillo chowder, they're just there.
I have not.
Nor have I. All right, birthdays.
But I'd try it.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Let me see. James and Oliver Phelps are 27 today.
I guess we're supposed to know who they are.
No, I was going to tell you.
Okay.
They're the redheaded twins from the Harry Potter movies.
Oh, well, there you are.
Rashida Jones is 37. She's on Park and Rec, and she's Quincy Jones' daughter.
Yeah.
Chelsea Handler's 38.
She's been a bit of a pill, right?
I mean,
she's had a colorful career.
Yeah. Can be horribly funny.
Okay.
And horribly not.
Uh-huh.
Justin Jeffrey is 40 from 48 Degrees, the band. Julio Iglesias Jr. is 40.
They just call him Junior around the house? He's the one who's hanging out with Anna Kournikova, isn't he?
I believe so.
All right.
Okay. Sean Astin is 42.
Oh, I like that guy.
Now, I knew his mom was, his dad. I didn't realize his mom was Patty Duke.
Yeah, exactly.
And Daniel Powder, the guy that had a bad day and made millions for it, is 42.
Wow. Was that a movie or what?
No, that's a song.
I've heard that song. Sure, okay. Gotcha. That's it?
That's it.
You don't have Ric Flair?
No.
Rick is 64 today.
That's what he does.
Yeah. Oh, I see. and WWE diva and former Celebrity Apprentice Maria Kanellis. Is that right?
Yes, I believe so.
Okay, she'd be 31. Access Hollywood, I can't believe, because, you know, I'm watching that every day.
Sure.
It's co-hosted by Nancy O'Dell. She's 47. Tia Leone, be 47 as well.
She was a TV star for a while.
Yeah. Sally Jesse Raphael, the one with the red glasses. I don't know. Depending on who you talk to, she's either 70, 73, or 78. So let's go with 75.
It's kind of a wide range.
75 works, I think.
Yeah, and speaking about 75, actually 76, Skeletor is 76 today. That's Bob Schieffer. There you are, 618.
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
The spin that's out there, oh my God, that's what the mainstream media does. They do anything to disrupt the conservative agenda.
All right.
That's been my, I fear that it's sort of like this whole, there's this whole sort of this, the mythology that the media is out to get conservatives is believed among more and more actual staffers.
You know, the thing is, I really believe Chuck Todd actually believes this crap. I don't think he's being cynical. I don't think he's being dishonest. I think he really believes what he's saying, which means he's kind of suffering from a near clinical level of delusion. And the evidence of the delusion is so overwhelming, it's almost incontestable.
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hey, Sean Hannity here, and you know the last thing you want to deal with is when you're running your business and you lose important computer files or not having them on hand when you need them. Well, I'm here to tell you about Mosey Pro. It's a cloud service that backs up all the important business files automatically. You set it, you forget it. No matter what happens to your hard drive, you'll never lose any of your important data, your files, your information. Now, Mosey Pro also features a free mobile app, and it lets you access your important files anytime from any iPhone, iPad, Android phone, or tablet. You have emails, spreadsheets, presentations right at your fingertips at all times. Now, I use Mosey Pro to keep my stuff safe and available to me, and you should too. It's easy to set up, it's simple to use, and it costs 80% less than other solutions. Now get Mosey today. Now your business files will be protected, and you'll have access whenever you need it. That's Mosey.com, M-O-Z-Y.com. Learn how you can start protecting your files and have more access by going to Mosey, M-O-Z-Y.com.
The Junior League of Bryan College Station is hosting the 2013 Bargain Blitz on Saturday, March 2nd at the Brazos Center. But you can get first pick of items on Friday, March 1st at 6 p.m. or come early on Saturday. Doors open at 8:30. For information, visit jlbcs.org.
If you're over 50, the upcoming issue of Brazos Wellness magazine is for you. This issue of Brazos Wellness focuses on smart ways for seniors to live well, how to know when to use home health care, nutrition, fitness, and many more health care topics for people 50 and over. Brazos Wellness is a local publication filled with local articles. For information about advertising in Brazos Wellness magazine's issue for senior living, call Sam Jones at 695-9595 or email sam@bryanbroadcasting.com.
A wary eye on Washington. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. The fiscal shenanigans in Washington are of concern to professional economic forecasters. Experts surveyed by the National Association for Business Economics are nearly unanimous in predicting that growth will be hindered by the cuts in federal spending scheduled to go into effect on Friday. And the panelists say a possible government shutdown in late March and another debt ceiling debate in the spring could further slow activity. Lowe's fourth quarter profit of 26 cents a share matches the home improvement chain's earnings from the prior fourth quarter. Sales for U.S. stores that have been open a year or more were up 1.5% from the prior fourth quarter. Lowe's also announced a stock buyback plan. General Motors will be taking in-car connectivity to a new level. 2015 GM vehicles will be wired with 4G mobile broadband systems. The availability of ultra-fast internet connections could lead to a range of options for drivers. Stock futures are higher. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
Well, Flo, this is what you call a clogged drain tap.
Yep, looks that way.
Might need a drain extension, some new compound.
Maybe a flange or a twirly thingy.
A twirly what?
Or what you said. Those sounded great. Let's go with that.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
Hiya, Fred.
Hello, Beth.
You seen Eddie?
Yeah, he's in my workshop picking out tools to borrow.
Well, tell him I took the car to the Parts Plus Car Care Center for service.
So he'll be carless? Well, I hope he doesn't want me to run him around doing errands.
Oh, don't worry about that. I've got him rebuilding the handrail on the back steps.
Oh, there goes my good saw.
He'll be busy with that all afternoon. And besides, Parts Plus won't keep me long. They never do.
Now hurry back.
For the location nearest you, go to PartsPlus.com.
Tonight on The Biggest Loser, the final six are forced to face their deepest fears, including a challenge you have to see to believe.
We have never done this on The Biggest Loser. Have fun.
Then, every week on Deception, it's one stunning revelation after another, and tonight is no exception.
Did you have Vivian killed because of this?
All new Biggest Loser and Deception.
Ben at 10 on KAG's HD News. More and more people are going gluten-free and swear they're feeling better.
Once we went to the diet, we noticed how we were feeling better. A little less fatigue, just overall healthier.
There's nothing wrong with eliminating gluten, says nutrition counselor Linda Kapuzniak.
Eating more fruits and vegetables or eating less processed foods. So the question is it really the gluten-free or is it the changes in lifestyle?
Tonight at 10, KXHD News' Emily Jaster introduces us to a gluten-free lifestyle and all that goes with it.
Good morning, it's 6:25, our Brazos Valley weather forecast, brought to you by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town, they're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird, go to BrazosBounty.com. About 65 today, and we've got a 60% chance of some showers. The showers or thunderstorms likely before 9 o'clock this morning. We'll check the radar here in just a second. Mostly sunny with a high temperature of 65 tonight, or rather this afternoon. Windy with winds 10 to 20, maybe gusting up to 30 miles an hour this afternoon. And actually, it says here late in the afternoon, maybe up to 40 miles an hour. So really some gusty conditions if that comes to be. And again, the 60% chance of showers. Tonight it'll be windy, 15 to 25 miles an hour, gusts up to 35, and winds will be out of the west. So about 37, and it'll feel cooler than that. And then we're looking at 63 and probably just about that all the way through the rest of the week, and there'll be sunshine the rest of the week after we get this 60% chance of showers out of the way. As we're looking at the radar right now, there is some rain between here and Waco, and it's tracking slowly and actually a little bit outside. There's a little bit of mist out there currently, but it looks as though the showers ought to be out of here by about 10 o'clock or so. And again, currently we're looking at a temperature of 62 degrees out there.
Is it better to be an introvert or an extrovert? Well, it's actually an unfair question, as any introvert will tell you. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know, coming up.
You see and hear ad after ad about owning gold, but they raise more questions than they answer. That's why American Bullion has created a comprehensive free gold guide packed with unbiased information about gold as an investment. Get the facts before you buy. Call American Bullion now for your free copy of the gold guide at 800-716-6878. That's 800-716-6878. Are you tired of stressing out about the economy and ready to take control of your retirement funds? American Bullion has a precise, tax-free, and hassle-free system to convert your existing IRA or former 401k into a gold IRA. That's why they're the leader in gold IRA rollovers. It's all spelled out in the free American Bullion Gold Guide that answers all of your questions in plain and simple English. Call for your free copy today at 800-716-6878. 800-716-6878. American Bullion. 800-716-6878.
Believe it or not, introverts make up about one half of the population, and yet
our society is so programmed. Get out there, be with people. When we take 2 seconds to think about it, know that no, that's not the whole picture.
Dr. Lori Helgo, author of the book Introvert Power, says being an introvert is not something to fix. For 50% of us, it's who we are.
For one thing, we have well-developed solitude skills. In our society, we talk a lot about social skills, which are important, but ultimately, we spend a good portion of our lives alone. And introverts, I think, are more comfortable with that. It is their comfort zone to kind of pull back and reflect on things. And so I think that's a huge advantage.
Introverts aren't necessarily antisocial. They just don't need or want as much social interaction as extroverts.
For a lot of us introverts who are quite social, it's like, part of the fun of going out and being with people is that we get to go home and then feel that cozy feeling of being away from people.
Dr. Helgo suggests that introverts start to question this notion that being an extrovert is somehow better.
You know, I always long for the day when I tell somebody I'm going to party and they ask me, well, why? You know, weren't you really looking forward to a quiet night at home? To not automatically go there to the assumption that the extroverted choice is the better one.
It's somethingyoushouldknow.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
I'm David Willey, president of CTWP. I want to thank all of our customers here in the Brazos Valley for the opportunity to be your copier company for over 35 years. As our community has grown, so has our organization's ability to provide the latest in document imaging technology. If you are looking for business equipment dealership that can provide your organization with reliable, cost-effective solutions for your next copier, CTWP is looking for you. Call CTWP today at 779-2998 or visit us at CTWP.com.
I know this is a radio, so imagine with me. You walk through a door and you see over 100 different sewing machine cabinets and sergers, over 50 different vacuums and shampooers, all kinds of fabric stabilizers, over 300 colors of thread, presser feet, quality steam irons, ironing boards, air filters, presses, every vacuum bag you can think of. Are you dead and in heaven? No, you're at the new Sovac City Direct in downtown Bryan. Sovac City Direct is 700 South Bryan Avenue or visit our College Station location in front of HEB on Texas Avenue. Visit us online at SovacDirect.com. Sovac City, come on down and see us.
Do you want to be seen? Here's a great way to. You can put your ad on My School Bus. It builds branding and provides funding for our schools. Your ad will be seen every day by thousands of people as the buses travel around the community. And remember, school bus ads can travel to areas where billboards cannot. Call 281-962-4390. That's 281-962-4390.
WTOW News Time is 6:30. It's 61 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. There's been an arrest in last Friday's bomb threat that closed the A&M Alumni Center. Lieutenant Alan Barone of University Police says 100 were evacuated for about 90 minutes.
An employee in the Clayton Williams Alumni Center discovered a written message. All the message said was bomb. It was written on a mirror in a restroom within the facility.
A former university employee, 43-year-old Michael Francis Thomas of Bryan, is a person of interest for a threat involving Kyle Field and other nearby athletic facilities, but he has not been charged. Thomas is also accused of credit card abuse in a separate campus case. While 2013 marks the 50th anniversary of women being admitted to A&M as full-time students, the Yale leaders will continue to be male members of the Corps of Cadets.
A third-generation Aggie, Sarah Petta of Corpus Christi, finished fifth for one of next year's three senior Yale leaders.
Hopefully I will have inspired enough women and people who are atypical when it comes to leadership positions at A&M to strive for that, and hopefully I can become an advocate for them and help them achieve their, it sounds very, very Disney, but hopefully I can help them to achieve their dreams, if whatever they may be.
And students rejected by a 2-to-1 margin, two proposals to raise money for the Kyle Field expansion project. More than 8,000 were against an increase in the university advancement fee and the price they pay for sports passes. A link to the online student election results is on our website at WTAW.com. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
A panel of athletic trainers and physicians are speaking tonight at Bryan High School about health and safety issues affecting 6th through 12th graders.
And they'll talk about things such as athlete and parent responsibilities, even insurance options. How do you handle an athlete who has asthma or diabetes? Of course, concussion and traumatic brain injury will be discussed. Healthy eating, how do you stay hydrated, what do you do, and heat-related. It covers the gamut of everything that you could think of to keep an athlete safe.
Communications Director Sandy Ferris says the meeting, starting at 6 at the Bryan High Silver Cafeteria, is open to all parents in and outside the district. Continued growth at Blinn College's campuses in Brazos County has led to conducting its first facility study since 2002. Input will come from two committees, according to Executive Director of Operations Ted Hayofsky.
You'll have a selection committee, number one, that will put together the qualifications that they're looking for the firm that's ultimately going to do the master plan. And then another committee will be formed that will be composed of the stakeholders, your faculty, your staff, your students, community leaders. They will be involved then at that stage to give their input into what their needs and expectations and what their future growth potential is for each of their departments.
Requests for proposals from architecture firms are expected to go out in the next 3 to 4 months. The master plan will look at future needs for classroom space and technology. This Friday, automatic cuts in federal spending, also known as sequestration, will begin unless an agreement is reached in Washington. Among the possible victims is Easterwood Airport. The Federal Times lists Easterwood among 200 smaller facilities where 100 will lose their air traffic controllers April 1st if sequestration starts. A&M, which operates Easterwood, released a statement saying, "We are aware of the report and are assessing the situation. We certainly understand the importance of air service here and will be working with our congressional delegation regarding the matter." While the president wants tax increases to avoid the spending cuts, Congressman Bill Flores says that request should have been made 2 years ago.
It's very disingenuous for the president to put this position out. But again, it's with this administration, it's all politics. How do you beat the snot out of Republicans so that he could put Nancy Pelosi back in power as the Speaker of the House in January of 2015?
The list of Texas airports possibly losing controllers to sequestration is on our website at WTAW.com. Officials at A&M, which operates Easterwood, referred questions about the impact if the tower is closed to the FAA and Congressman Flores. And February is a busy month for local hotels and motels, but Shannon Overby at the Convention and Visitors Bureau says rooms were made available for out-of-town guests participating in the funeral services of the Bryan firemen killed last weekend.
We not only coordinated discounted rates at the hotels for those people coming into our community for the event of today and tomorrow, but also there were just numerous residents, particularly City of Bryan employees, that just opened their homes free of charge for people to stay in their homes.
The CVB coordinated requests with calls they received from homeowners and the lodging establishments. WTAW News Time is 6:35. It's 61 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by St. Joseph Orthopedic Associates, now at a new, larger location at 2803 Earl Rudder Freeway South. They'll offer the same personalized care you've come to expect from Drs. Eero, Riley, Vizi Brazil, and their staff. They're part of the St. Joseph difference. We'll have more news for you at 7:06, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There are thousands of hospitals, but only the very best make it to the top. And that is why, for the second year in a row, St. Joseph has been placed among America's 100 best hospitals for spine, joint replacement, and orthopedic surgeries, ranking them in the top 5% in the nation by Health Grades for 2013. Recognized, awarded, passionate about great health care. And that is the St. Joseph difference.
Boy, what a busy weekend. I was planning for a 6-year-old's birthday party, soon to be 7, as she's reminded me, which means I missed part of the Daytona 500, which I really wanted to see. Well, Suddenlink is the only place you can go to get hooked up with TiVo. TiVo is the smartest, most innovative DVR available. Take your TV even further with TiVo Stream from Suddenlink. TiVo can hook up to your iPad, iPod, or iPhone so you can take the shows with you. Your favorite shows are no longer stuck on your TiVo with TiVo Stream. Plus, now get Suddenlink Any Room DVR powered by the new TiVo Mini. Record, pause, and playback TV in any room in your home. With TiVo Mini, you can watch recorded content in any room in your house. And right now, satellite customers, you really need to make the switch to Suddenlink before you experience rate increases up to $180. Get $150 back when you ditch the dish and upgrade to Suddenlink today. Plus, they've got the great internet and home phone. All you got to do is make the call to find out how you can bundle that together and save some cash. Ditch the dish and call Suddenlink, 1-800-915-1866. Again, 1-800-915-1866 to get hooked up today.
Wow your customers and clients Texas style at the Texas Trading Post. Texas Trading Post is College Station's local online store for Texas gifts. And this ain't our first rodeo. We've supplied VIP gifts for IBM, Texas A&M, Shell Oil, British Petroleum, USA Rugby Association, and many, many more. Find your next corporate gift at txtraders.com.
Howdy, this is Russ Harvell. Thanks for voting the Texas Trading Post best online shopping in the Brazos Valley. Come see us at txtraders.com.
It's tax time, and Bottom Line Bookkeeping is ready. This is Debbie and staff. We want to thank you for allowing us to service your bookkeeping and tax needs for the last 30 years. We invite you to look us up on the web at bottomline.biz and also like us on Facebook. Be sure to call 691-2345 with any questions you might have and to set up your appointment. Thank you for voting us best of the Brazos for the last 7 years. At Bottom Line Bookkeeping, you know you are more than just a number to us.
News Talk 1620 WTAW, we've got some weather for you, and it's sponsored by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years, called Charles Culver. It's 775-2929, 775-2WAY.
Another big storm system cranking up to our north and west this morning, and this storm system is going to have some impact on our weather as we head through today. Look for windy weather to develop. Wind advisory in effect until at noon, and it runs through 7 p.m. this evening. We'll see showers and thunderstorms developing later today, 65. It'll be windy. Showers and thunderstorms tonight, and it'll clear. Windy overnight, 40. Sunny tomorrow, 65. Sunshine and 60 to 65 Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
We had our opportunities in the 7th and 8th inning. Bases loaded, one out. We can't get a run in. First and second, no outs. Can't get a bunt down.
And it didn't bode well for the Aggies. They dropped two of three for Pepperdine. We've got also basketball updates for you, swimming and diving updates for you from the weekend, and a whole lot more with sports coming up here in about 12 minutes.
Yeah, basketball, we're not doing well against teams from Tennessee,
no.
men's or women.
No.
So, see how that goes. So this Ted Cruz fellow, I don't know if you heard of him.
Yes.
Yeah. Seems like, it just depends on where you're from, but there are a lot of people in Texas who like him, but those Yankees up there, think he's crazy.
Think everyone from down here is crazy.
Well, sure they do. They don't know any better. They think their way is better because they're Yankees. And just about any place where Cruz goes now, basically he's turning into a campaign rally in Texas. Actually, I'd seen a notation that last week on Thursday, he was speaking at the Lincoln Day dinner up in Illinois. I mean, the folks who like conservatives are ready to grab this guy and make him the point man. And so that's working for a lot of folks, but one of the people who may be uncomfy about this is a guy named John Cornyn. He's also a senator from Texas.
Mm-hmm.
He's got white hair. We need to have a white-haired senator. And he's going to rank certainly in the top three in hair now that Kerry's out of the Senate,
true.
I would think. If that part matters.
I got to go along with you on that.
Yeah, I think he's just good.
Oh, my gosh, talking with men about hair at 6:40 in the morning.
I know, that's it. Well, one of them's interested and one of them isn't.
That was
tacky, wasn't it? Yeah, anyway.
I resemble that.
Yeah, so... But the deal is, slowly but surely over time, and again, it's that over time thing because things move so slowly for most of the members of the Senate, that John Cornyn is trying to creep his way up into Republican leadership. I mean, he is the senior senator from the state and all that, but the question is, could he in fact see somebody run against him when he comes up for re-election that's even from a more right angled area of the Republican Party? So he's kind of, he's siding up next to Cruz a little bit, calling him, quote, a terrific partner. And he said what he's finding in Washington, that's Cruz, is there are lots of critics in Washington when you try to change the status quo. Well, hey, John, you want to get on board? I mean, there's room for more than another senator to get on board to change the status quo, because I think the last time I saw, maybe the last 20 polls that people have had, they're not happy with the way Congress does business. So Ted Cruz comes in. And by the way, his nickname is now Cruz Missile. Kind of like that. I mean, it doesn't take a lot.
Love that. Why not
get over there and be on the same side as him if you possibly could do that? Now, there was an article that the New Yorker wrote that talked about a speech that Cruz had made a long time ago, saying that when he was going to school at Harvard, there were more communists there than there were Republicans.
That's probably not wrong.
And I know, and that's the whole thing. So, you know, the New Yorker criticizes him for saying that in this speech, but a spokesperson for the senator named Catherine Frazier said, "It's curious that the New Yorker would dredge up a three-year-old speech and call it news. Regardless, Senator Cruz's substantive point was absolutely correct. In the mid-1990s, the Harvard Law School faculty included numerous self-described proponents of critical legal studies. That's a school of thought explicitly derived from Marxism, and they far outnumbered Republicans." So there. Of course, for his part, Ted Cruz says he really doesn't care. I mean, he's out there. There are people who like what he's got to say, and if the media wants to get upset at him or the Senate wants to get upset at him, that's fine. He said, "I certainly don't mind if some people take shots at me."
Well, some would say that the media taking shots means you're doing your job better than well.
Yep. He says, "What I do think is it's unfortunate if the coverage of the political game overshadows the substance." And again, he's right. So we'll see how that works out. Okay, so I don't know if you've heard about sequestration. Yeah, I know.
If you're awake.
Just about everybody's paying attention now. They might not have before. But what's interesting is this is something that Bob Woodward had written in his book. He, you know, he wrote a book on the Obama White House.
Yep.
But now he is even more kind of kicking it up a notch to make sure that everybody understands that the White House is the one who came up with this whole idea. Quoting from his book, "My extensive reporting for my book, The Price of Politics, shows the automatic spending cuts were initiated by the White House and were the brainchild of Jack Lew and the White House Congressional Relations Chief Rob Neighbors, probably the foremost experts on budget issues in the senior ranks of the federal government. President Obama personally approved of the plan for Lew and Neighbors to propose the sequester to Harry Reid. They did so at 2:30 p.m. July 27, 2011, according to interviews with two senior White House aides directly involved in that." Well, obviously, the White House is getting all in a tizzy over that.
Mm. Oh, sure.
Their panties in are not right now because they shot back and said, quote, "There has never been any question that the president is seeking revenue," that's taxes, "as part of a plan to replace the automatic cuts. And it was expected from the very beginning that these fiscal negotiations would be part of the Budget Control Act when passed."
Well, the most ridiculous part of this entire thing is they're not cuts.
They're not.
They're just limiting the spending.
That's right. That's exactly right, because we don't do zero-based budgeting. I mean, they're going to do, like, only $1.6 trillion instead of $1.7 trillion or whatever.
Just a load.
Yeah, what were you going to say?
How would you respond to people who argue that conservatives shouldn't be upset, you know, about the president, this being his idea, when conservatives voted on it?
Well, you mean, or they did, well, the committee didn't take action. That's the reason that where it's requested.
Well, I've heard people talking about the fact that, oh, well, you're going to blame the president for coming up with the sequestration, but so-and-so and Congressman blah-blah voted for it.
Well, what had happened is they had some reason they thought they could come up with a super committee that could solve this, and what they did is they kind of wanted to put a deadline on it, or a death penalty, if you will, so that if this super committee couldn't come up with a budget plan, then sequestration would take place. Well, duh, just because it was a super committee, it didn't mean that they weren't going to be bipartisan and they weren't going to, you know, chew on each other and not come up with something. So, I hear what you're saying, but the idea is, again, who are we going to pin this on? We're going to pin it on the Republicans, we're going to pin it on the Democrats, or is everybody going to take it? And again, Kevin, what you say is important for people to remember again. It's not like they're really spending less money. They might be spending less money than they budgeted, but they're not spending less money. And then Ray LaHood comes out, we've got the story about it this morning, obviously, that they're using scare tactics.
Of course they are.
If you don't do this, oh, my God, the world's going to come to an end.
Well, we won't have aircraft traffic controllers at Easterwood.
Yeah, well, you know, one of the other airports in Texas is Lubbock. Lubbock won't have them either. Now, commercial airlines will still land, but the thing is this. Okay, let's say that we have, and I think this is correct, I think we have 4 positions at Easterwood. Okay, well, then what you do is you say the tower won't be manned from this time to this time.
Right.
and
which
you
is pretty,
go,
which is real common in smaller airports.
It is, and so you don't go from 4 to 0; you go from 4 to 3, and then in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, you go from 4 to 3, or you go from 3 to 2. I mean, you don't go to zero, but they're doing that so that people will get scared. And what's even more sad is then people will feel like they must depend on the government to provide yet something else for them rather than us be self-sufficient. You know, the country worked pretty well for a long, long time without the government doing cradle-to-grave stuff.
Yep.
Without wiping our butts and wiping our noses. And, you know, we could kind of go back to that. It really wouldn't hurt. But to bring all these people out to start scaring you into the idea that this has to happen because sequestration will cause, what, a giant void in Kansas and the earth and the United States will be sucked into it?
Yep.
It's not going to happen.
Sure it is.
We're Americans. We really, you know, we are. We're U.S. Americans. We can really do this if we need to rather than the scare tactics. But once again, it's kabuki and coats and ties, right?
I mean, it's really what it is.
I like kabuki.
Yeah, what do you? Maybe it'd be, you know, this
have
might
you ever
be,
been to a kabuki theater
no,
show?
No, I've seen enough of it on TV that I, you know, I'm okay with that. But maybe if we did that, if we kept them in makeup so long that they couldn't come out and actually do anything, or if they could, can you imagine how Harry Reid would look with his face painted green?
Oh
and,
my
you know,
gosh! Give him very tall wooden shoes.
Oh, it'd be awesome. There you are, a thin band of showers. It's just hit into western Brazos County. It'll be marching through here next 30 minutes or so. And then should be out. Looks like that.
Nothing behind it.
That's it. Again, this wind is going to be pretty spectacular stuff, apparently. If you want to go fly a kite, today's the day. Get there and give it a try.
Good to know.
Well, as long as you don't get hit by lightning.
Well, or if you have some man-made, well, but the lightning will be through and then the wind behind it. And if you have some sort of a man-made flying device that you've invented, this would probably be a pretty good day. I mean, if you can't get off the ground at 40 miles an hour with the winds, you ain't never going to. So we'll see how that works out.
Man.
Now, see, here's the kind of research that all the smart schools get. Why does MIT get this gig? MIT scientists are working on a pill that sobers you up instantly no matter how drunk you are. Now, see?
Now, that's a pill.
I can't imagine that there's not a...
It sounds dangerous.
Well, it does sound dangerous. What happens if you take it when you're sober? What does it do to
yeah,
you?
Yeah, what if you only think you're drunk,
what if you, well,
yeah, but
what
you're
if
actually having a stroke or something?
You took it by mistake. I'm not sure. I'm not sure how that works. But anyway, they're... and that's it. That's the entire story. It's that 1.5 lines. I wish we could tell you more, but... Well, who was that? Wasn't there a kid who was wearing an Aggie sweatshirt who was went into a... get a sober wagon or someplace in some town and that...
Is this a joke?
No, no, it's not. No.
Oh,
Kevin,
like
maybe you
joke.
Remember this. This was maybe a year and a half ago. Some Aggie went into one of these sober up vans and he was wearing an Aggie sweatshirt and people got upset about that. That's not ringing a bell, huh?
No.
Huh?
Nah. I remember when Mr. Travis was naked and they took him to jail and he put on a UT hat.
Which was good of him. Yeah, we appreciate him doing that. That's always great for their program. I know they like that. A Florida woman cooking herself a snack is hospitalized after being shot by her oven. Yep, it's in Florida again. The woman, who's 18, didn't know her roommate had stashed his pistol.
Oh, my gosh.
His pistol magazine in the oven. What? She preheated to
what kind of idiot does that?
I don't know. I'm not sure. They ought to have a discussion about that. You know, maybe as you're... as you move in, let them know, hey, I happen to put my magazine in the oven.
I mean, is he not planning on eating any food?
I don't know if it's a he.
Well, you just said he.
No, I said that her roommate. Oh, I did. I did say he, yes. Now, but why would you ever put it there? Nothing wrong with hiding it someplace, but why would
why
you,
in the oven?
Why is there a heat source? Anyway, the gun's legal. No charges were filed. Woman's wounds weren't serious. Good thing. You turn your back in the... oven goes off.
Somebody's lack of mental capacity was pretty serious.
Police in Madison, Wisconsin. Only Madison is known for being per capita the biggest party school in U.S. America. They have more bars per student than any other school. I don't know if that has anything to do with it.
You got to have something to brag about.
That's right. Michael Arms unlawfully trespassing after he's accused of stealing chopsticks from a Chinese restaurant. What, as opposed to a Lebanese restaurant? But anyway, apparently... Michael got into a dispute with the manager of the McDonald's across the street and decided to sit down on the dining room floor of the restaurant, refusing to leave and asking, "Why are you hating on me?" Police arrived. They searched him and found 75 chopsticks stuffed in his pants.
Weird.
Yeah.
Somebody had problems.
That would be uncomfortable to walk, and I would think and sitting down would be even worse.
And the splinters. Let me tell you about
that. Obviously, he was not wearing skinny jeans.
I guess not. New England digging out of they had their third blizzard in 3 weekends. Now, I don't know if this is Jim Cantore yardstick type weather, but they got a foot of snow in some places. And the Midwest was pretty bad too. Still digging out from their blizzard.
Hey, we're getting snow in the panhandle.
Well, you know, I talked to my son. He got snow in the in Tucson. Snow in Tucson. Had his big old dog running around out in the snow in Tucson. Hello? Hello? Hey, hang on. Yeah, no, not there. Huh, we having phone issues this morning? Great. All right, we're having phone issues. I'm so happy. Y'all don't hear a dial tone, do you? I don't hear it.
No, sir.
Yeah. Okay, well, good. All right, we'll work on that. Well, you know, on Monday we have to take the radio station back from the aliens, but we'll see what that is. I'll unplug it and we'll see if we can work that out. Hardest hit of all the cities, Kansas City. They were in the 70s last month, and the snow accumulated so quickly that cars couldn't get safely out of it. The state of Kansas had to close a 240-mile stretch of the interstate and get the National Guard out there to search for travelers that were stranded.
Wow.
Good news is that... the snow is precipitation. Granted, it's not the best way, but is precipitation because they've been having the same problem.
That's an old farmer saying.
Yeah.
God doesn't, when you ask for, we need water for the crops.
Yeah.
God gives it to you. It just may not be the way you want
it. That's right. Yeah. Get something to raise the water table. It's 720. So I watched the race. I watched the end of about the last 35 laps of the Daytona race.
I thought you were talking about the Oscars
a
second.
Well, no. I mean, I watched a little of them, too. But the Daytona race, that was I don't know enough about NASCAR to know.
So
but,
ask me anything you want.
Okay. Well,
was it a pretty bad wreck?
Well, no, that, no, yeah,
that was early.
I'm going to talk about that, too, after we finish talking about the race. She's in third place for a long time, right?
Yep.
I mean, laps and laps and laps.
Yep.
And then she's going to finish up making her move in the last lap, I guess. She decides to do that.
Right.
So she's behind Johnson and Biffle. Is that right? Is that who's in number two?
I believe that is correct.
Okay. So now, by the time she's ready to make her move, and generally, folks, so you know, they were in one line. But strangely enough, this group of a second group of cars comes to the left about four or five in a row that kept her from being able to move out even if she wanted to.
Right.
Now,
it's called being freight trained.
Okay, so how many of those people are on the same race team as Johnson who won the race? See, did they come up and or did Biffle slow down? I mean, I don't know. Did Biffle purposely slow down at the time that these other cars came up to her left and kept her from being able to make the move?
Some of that was Darrell Earnhardt Jr.
Okay.
Jr. came roaring up, and he was pushed by Mark Martin.
Okay.
And what they'll do when they're racing at speed like that, and Danica Patrick explained this a little bit, she was riding at like two-thirds throttle because she's third in line in this draft.
Right.
So what they'll do is they'll back out of that draft a little bit. Then Earnhardt gets a bump in behind from Martin.
Okay.
And he gets shoved up through. That caused so much, you know, air turbulence.
Turbulence.
You can't move down any further.
Okay.
So they blew by. That's why he got into second place and could tuck up behind Jimmy Johnson.
Yeah. Because, I mean, if you look at it, 30 seconds before the end of the race, she's in third place. At the end of the race, 30 seconds later, she's in eighth.
Once she's out of the draft, and that's fairly common with younger drivers, which she is.
Uh-huh.
For them not to know exactly how to get in that freight train as it's starting to move towards the finish. Because if you'll notice at the very, very end, there's just a wad of cars
over
the line.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Well, I don't know enough about NASCAR to know, but that was interesting. And then,
of redneck moonshiners, it's an awful lot of science.
Yeah. Yeah, there is. Yeah, they may not have known before, but now they do. And, of course, they build the cars so that they know exactly how the air travels across the chassis. You know, as long as it... Did you say that Cheerios car? That baby got crunched up, didn't it?
Oh, man.
Not just the Cheerios, but a lot of them.
Was it chewed up?
It was. It was pretty well chewed up. Now, but what you were referring to, Kat, happened on Saturday.
Yeah, that was during the Nationwide Series race.
Now, this has got to be the worst nightmare for NASCAR. I mean, because there are people who enjoy watching the wrecks, and that's fine. That's, you know, the bumping and rubbing and, you know, changing paint and all that kind of stuff. But when pieces of an object that is traveling 200 miles an hour break loose and go into the stands, nothing good is going to come of that.
No.
Nothing good is going to come of that. And I don't know what NASCAR does about that. I mean, I don't know what you can do. It's interesting because talking to a guy yesterday, the Daytona, obviously the Super Bowl of NASCAR. I mean, it is the event. And what would it have taken for them to postpone or cancel that? And it would have had to have been obviously far worse than it was. And I don't know, was anybody killed or we just had some critical injuries?
No, there was, everything I think has been upgraded now.
Okay.
There's only one or two left in the hospital.
Okay.
And several of the 28 injuries were actually sent to the really, really expensive seats.
Okay.
Because they wanted to come back and watch the next day's race. And NASCAR said, absolutely. What would you like?
Yeah, oh, sure. Yeah, yeah.
Would you like
yeah.
to drive a car?
Right, exactly. No, I understand. They did the NFL Super Bowl thing. I mean, but I don't know as a sport what you do because, you know, the Super Bowl, the chances of a fan getting injured are pretty slim. Any other professional sport, the chances, as long as Ron Artest doesn't come into the stands, you know, you're not going to get injured. But I don't know what they do about that.
I think part of what they will do is there will be some form of structure, like, you know, how they put the nets up in the NHL.
Right.
They will more than likely put some kind of catch netting to at least slow what's coming out. This hasn't happened for a really long time.
Right.
Though.
Yeah.
And they'll do some reinforced cabling and stuff like that.
And again, I don't know what you do. That's when pieces start flying apart, there's no way to know which direction they're going to go
right.
or what's going to happen. And you know, I guess you could build a fence that would be 70 feet tall or whatever if that were possible to keep that from happening. But yeah, glad nobody was killed. And I guess the downside of the sport is there's not much you can do about it. But finally, I understand that Danica is sweet on another driver.
Oh,
uh-oh.
Not just sweet on him. They're like. Canoodling.
They're together.
Yes.
Huh? Ricky Stenhouse, is
yes.
that right?
Ricky Stenhouse.
Okay, and he finished somewhere in there, too. I mean, he finished in the top 20 or something.
He finished the race, but it wasn't a top 10 finish.
Okay, now see, I'm waiting until the first time when they're, you know, rubbing paint right there in the last lap of some race.
That has been mentioned, you know, the bump drafting term.
Uh-huh.
That has been bantied about a bunch.
It says they respect each other on the track. Yeah. The first time she nudges him out, I don't know.
Well, the old adage in that kind of racing is, you know, I'd wreck my mom to win the Daytona. And I mean, they have guys that say that.
Do they?
Well, too, I imagine you kind of get in the zone. You're not necessarily thinking about, oh, that's so-and-so. It's more like, there's a car. I need to get him out of the way. I'm coming
yeah,
in.
Yeah, well, that's what your guy on the radio is trying to tell you. Hey, that's Ricky back there behind you. Of course, at the end, she's holding up her paycheck going, how big is your paycheck, hon? How'd you do today?
Oh, yeah. Her endorsement deals are a lot bigger.
Yeah. She is. Well, all right. So that's good. So we're going to have romance on the racetrack.
Yes, sir.
Hot dog, man. That'll be fun. Yeah.
Texas Regional Eye Center is Aggie-owned and operated. There's no reason to leave town for LASIK vision correction when surgeons Terry Perkins, Bill Riggs, and Paul Wetherich can offer you the finest experience in care right here in Aggieland. Trust Aggieland's LASIK doctors with your vision correction. Financing is available, so don't wait. Call Texas Regional Eye Center today, 774-0498. That's 774-0498.
727, Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Skyline Communications. In business for your business for 30 years, call Charles Culver. It's 775-2929, 775-2-A. Brazos, Grimes County. Just starting to get some rain. Brazos and Washington County, just starting to get some rain in there. Booger County, it's about halfway through right now, but that's a small band of showers. Once that gets through, doesn't seem to be much behind that. But look for some wind today. We're talking a high near 65, but gusts could be as high as 40 miles an hour. Then tonight, gusts up to 35 miles an hour and a low of 37. Winds are going to come around, and then on Tuesday, we'll be out of the northwest at 10 to 15, maybe gusting to 25. High will be 63. Temps will be nice, but the winds are going to kind of stay up for the balance of the week. Lots of sunshine, so the only rain we have is probably coming through here in the next 30 minutes or so. Currently, we have cloudy skies in some of the valley, and it's 61 degrees.
This is Colton Marriott with Marriott Homes. We feel your home should be an expression of you. We work hard to make the home building process as enjoyable and stress-free as possible. Our goal is to present each and every one of our customers with the home they have been dreaming of. Our family has been building in Brazos Valley for over 35 years, one home at a time. Call 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com. Superior workmanship, classic style, and quality materials are standard with Marriott Homes, a tradition of excellence. Voted best in Brazos Valley since 2004.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byansky at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
The infamous Ninth Circus Court of Appeals has worked its magic again. In this case, I might call it black magic. A lower court tossed out a law.
You know, this is rush not loading up for me. We'll find today's rush and play for you in just a minute.
Nestled in the heart of Aggieland, Emerald Ridge Estates is Aggieland's premier upscale gated subdivision. With tracts up to an acre and a half, Emerald Ridge Estates provides the peace of being in the country while possessing all the benefits of city utilities. At Emerald Ridge Estates, you'll experience privacy with convenient access to the middle of College Station. Priced from the 140s, Emerald Ridge Estates has only a few lots remaining. Purchase your piece of Aggieland in Emerald Ridge Estates by calling Jason Byansky with BCR Real Estate at 219-5555 or visit EmeraldRidgeEstates.com today.
James Martin.
No, okay, still don't have it.
When ANCO Insurance first opened for business in 1873 in downtown Bryan, our new location was way out in the middle of nowhere. Now it's conveniently located right in the middle of Bryan and College Station. You're invited to drop by and visit all your old friends anytime you need a quote on your auto, home, business, or health insurance. We're at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria at 1111 Briarcrest Drive. Call today, 776-ANCO, or visit online at ANCO.com. ANCO Insurance, still providing peace of mind.
Business. And he's got company.
Oh, you know, it's almost like I'm new to this. All right, hang on. All right. Okay, here we go.
Last week, James Martin, senior EPA official who oversees the West and Great Plains regions, resigned. Congress had been investigating him for using private email accounts to conduct agency business. And he's got company. Former EPA head Lisa Jackson also used private email set up under the alias Richard Wenzer, her dog's name. And now Jackson's acting replacement at the EPA is accused of doing the same thing. And nobody knows how deep this problem goes. Oh, by the way, although no one has been held criminally liable, it is a violation of federal law, but big whoop. Now, Forbes magazine recently ran a piece that ties directly to this scandal. Apparently, Obama's EPA has been secretly involved in a sue-and-settle scam with environmentalist groups. Here's how it works. Environmentalist wacko groups sue the EPA, but the terms of the settlement are worked out in secret deals between the EPA and the groups. The settlement is then filed with the court. Other parties affected by the suit, say developers, landowners, etc., are left in the dark. Environmentalist wackos win. The EPA gets the agreed-to decision ratified by the court. It's all a fix. The environmentalist groups rack up tens of millions of dollars in settlements. Third parties are totally screwed. There's no justice and there's no chance. Now maybe you see why so many at the EPA can't use government email to do government business. They're corrupt through and through.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Where were you when your identity thief robbed you? Was it the airport Wi-Fi connection last week? Maybe that mobile hotspot where you got coffee? An MSN Money story detailed how using Wi-Fi connections can invite identity thieves in through smartphones and laptops. We're potentially handing over everything and basically saying, go ahead, destroy my credit, take over my bank accounts. That's why I have LifeLock Ultimate, the only identity theft protection service that monitors bank accounts for takeover fraud. It's the line between panic and protection. Enjoy peace of mind with LifeLock Ultimate, folks. Visit LifeLock.com/Rush for details or make the quick telephone call today and mention Rush and get a 10% discount. Call 1-800-444-2810, 1-800-444-2810, 1-800-444-2810.
Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
WTAW News Time is 7:32. It's 61 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by locally owned Paramount Property Analysts, providing quality real estate appraisals and consultations for more than 20 years. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. A panel of athletic trainers and physicians are speaking tonight at Bryan High School about health and safety issues affecting 6th through 12th graders.
And they'll talk about things such as athlete and parent responsibilities, even insurance options. How do you handle an athlete who has asthma or diabetes? Of course, concussion and traumatic brain injury will be discussed. Healthy eating, how do you stay hydrated, what do you do, and heat-related. It covers the gamut of everything that you could think of to keep an athlete safe.
Communications Director Sandy Ferris says the meeting, starting at 6 at the Bryan High Silver Cafeteria, is open to all parents in and outside of the district. A former A&M employee has been arrested for making a bomb threat last Friday at the Alumni Center.
Our investigators are working diligently to find out if there's any connection between this incident as well as the one that occurred a couple of days ago.
43-year-old Michael Francis Thomas of Bryan was also arrested in a credit card abuse case on campus that is unrelated to the bomb threats. 100 people were evacuated from the Alumni Center for 90 minutes after an employee found the word bomb written on a mirror in a bathroom. While 2013 marks the 50th anniversary of women being admitted to A&M as full-time students, the Yale leaders will continue to be all-male members of the Corps of Cadets.
A third-generation Aggie, Sarah Petta of Corpus Christi, finished fifth for one of next year's three senior Yale leaders.
Hopefully I will have inspired enough women and people who are atypical when it comes to leadership positions at A&M to strive for that, and hopefully I can become an advocate for them and help them achieve their it sounds very, very Disney, but hopefully I can help them to achieve their dreams, if whatever they may be.
And students rejected by a 2-to-1 margin two proposals to raise money for the Kyle Field expansion project. More than 8,000 were against an increase in the university advancement fee and the price they pay for sports passes. A link to the online student election results is on our website at WTAW.com. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Continued growth at Blinn College's campuses in Brazos County has led to conducting its first facility study since 2002. Input will come from two committees, according to Executive Director of Operations Ted Hayofsky.
You'll have a selection committee, number one, that will put together the qualifications that they're looking for the firm that's ultimately going to do the master plan. And then another committee will be formed that will be composed of the stakeholders, your faculty, your staff, your students, community leaders. They will be involved then at that stage to give their input into what their needs and expectations and what their future growth potential is for each of their departments.
Requests for proposals from architectural firms are expected to go out in the next 3 to 4 months. The master plan will look at future needs for classroom space and technology. This Friday, automatic cuts in federal spending, also known as sequestration, will begin unless an agreement is reached in Washington. Among the possible victims is Easterwood Airport. The Federal Times lists Easterwood among 200 smaller facilities where 100 will lose air traffic controllers April 1st if sequestration starts. A&M, which operates Easterwood, released a statement saying, "We are aware of the report and are assessing the situation. We certainly understand the importance of air service here and will be working with our congressional delegation regarding the matter." While the president wants tax increases to avoid the spending cuts, Congressman Bill Flores says that request should have been made 2 years ago.
It's very disingenuous for the president to put this position out. But again, it's with this administration, it's all politics. How do you beat the snot out of Republicans so that he can put Nancy Pelosi back in power as the Speaker of the House in January of 2015?
The list of Texas airports possibly losing controllers to sequestration is on our website at WTAW.com. Officials at A&M, which operates Easterwood, referred questions about the impact if the tower is closed to the FAA and Congressman Flores. And February is a busy month for local hotels and motels, but Shannon Overby at the Convention and Visitors Bureau says rooms were made available for out-of-town guests participating in the funeral services of the Bryan firemen killed last weekend.
We not only coordinated discounted rates at the hotels for those people coming into our community for the event of today and tomorrow, but also there were just numerous residents, particularly City of Bryan employees, that just opened their homes free of charge for people to stay in their homes.
The CVB coordinated requests with calls they received from homeowners and the lodging establishments. WTAW News time is 7:37. It's 61 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Paramount Property Analysts. We'll have more news for you at 8:06, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Significant asset. Locally owned and operated, Paramount Property Analyst specializes in real estate appraisal and property tax appeals. Paramount provides you with an accurate and unbiased appraisal of your property, evaluates your tax burden, and works to assure that your property taxes are assessed fairly. Call Paramount today at 485-8999 or look them up on the web and let their team of 25 plus years of experience go to work for you. Paramount Property Analyst, 485-8999.
I'm speaking with Ron Smith with Aggieland Carpet One. Ron, when we're thinking about getting new carpet for our home or purchasing a new home that needs carpet, what's new in trends?
Well, Bigelow here is a great example of some very high style, beautiful looking products. They're the latest in fashion. They really are a great selection of quality and style.
Are we looking for more solid patterns now? Do we want like shag? That was frisé is back in style?
Yes, frisés are still selling well. Very textured looks are selling well, but there are also a lot of people that love great styles, styles that are fashionable. Everybody seems to like something different, so we have a great selection of everything for everybody.
Well, we're located right on Highway 6 next to the Harley-Davidson dealership near the Barron Road overpass.
I just think everyone should come into Carpet One today.
Hi, this is David Gardner. When Julie and I decided to open our business, there was never any doubt we would stay right here where we grew up. Over the years, we've been able to grow and provide jobs for hundreds of people. Our business has allowed us to support organizations through the years. We hope making this a better place for all of us to live and raise our families. Brian Broadcasting and David Gardner's Jewelers remind you to shop local. It's where the jobs are.
Brought to you by Brian Broadcasting and the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce.
Since 1972, the Sevcek family has owned and operated Sevcek Service Center. Whether you need a flat tire fixed or an engine replaced, Sevcek has experienced, knowledgeable mechanics on staff to get the job done. Sevcek is open 7 a.m. until 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. In most cases, you can drop your car or truck off in the morning, pick it up in the afternoon. And Sevcek has a full-service gas island where you can get the fluid levels and tire pressure checked while filling up. Sevcek Service Center, 2200 Longmire, just out from the post office in College Station.
Good morning. It's 740. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2-WAY.
Unsettled weather will impact the area today. A wind advisory runs from noon today through 7 p.m. this evening. Clouds will sweep in. Showers and thunderstorms later today. Windy with temperatures close to 65. Clearing windy tonight, 40. Mostly sunny tomorrow. Less windy. Highs near 65. Clear, cool tomorrow night. Lows again near 40. It'll be mostly sunny through the day on Wednesday. Highs will be 60 to 65. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
We had some good looks, we had some good opportunities, and just didn't get it done.
That's Coach Kennedy following a quadruple overtime loss to Tennessee in basketball over the weekend. Four OTs.
Yeah.
And all of them were literally down to the wire in the OT except for the fourth one.
Yeah.
We'll get that cut up for you. Also, baseball, softball, and women's basketball to boot, plus Daytona 500 and more with sports coverage in about 12 minutes.
All right, man, the Aggie Dome is doing a great job this morning. You know, this thing an hour ago had some yellow in there. There were a couple of little spots of red as soon as it gets into Brazos County.
Woof.
That's it. I mean, it's still out there, and it's raining a little bit, but marching through. It'll be, looks like it'll be out of here now by about 8:15 or so. And again, just the winds are going to be spectacular. And so bring in the lawn furniture, or the pets that are tied to the lawn furniture, or do something. I'm not sure. Did y'all watch the Oscars last night? The Oscars were on last night. You watch them?
I saw just the Les Mis singing portion, and that was about all I needed.
Okay, was it by luck of the draw? How is it that you happened to tune in right
then? That's just when I tuned in.
See, that's what I would have liked to watch. All I got, I was on the Facebook, and my friends were just saying stuff like, oh my gosh, these jokes are so offensive. One of my friends put, you just have to know who your audience is, and then you need to know when to quit. So I was like, man, kind of glad I didn't watch
that.
So
you never turned it on at all?
No, okay. I actually still have not connected my television
I
to
understand, sure.
TV.
I understand.
But I did read all about it.
Oh, did you?
Yeah,
okay.
I read an article.
Yeah. Well, and again, that may be the way
I read about
it.
How Ben Affleck wasn't nominated a director, but his movie won, and so it was kind of a slight towards him, but he was very gracious.
Yeah, well, Seth MacFarlane was the host, and we had discussed how they were trying to find somebody younger, and the guy's pretty talented. He's a really very good singer, I think, and anyhow, I turned over at 7:30 just to watch his monologue, just to see what he'd do.
Yeah, I wanted to see that, and I just missed it.
Yeah, and did. And it went on a while. I mean, I think they were, it probably went 17 minutes or so, and he had William Shatner appearing as Captain Kirk, speaking to him from the future, saying that there were headlines that he was the worst Oscar host ever. And, you know, I don't know. I kind of like him. I understand that it's juvenile humor in many ways. But, I mean, he started by saying Tommy Lee Jones, and now it begins trying to make Tommy Lee Jones laugh again, because apparently something had happened in at some awards show when he was sitting smugly. Well, Tommy Lee Jones laughed right at the beginning, so that was pretty good.
Yeah, cool. I heard there was a song he made up.
Yes, he did. He made up a song, and there's no reason to even talk about the title of the song, but yeah.
Just because your jokes can be about that stuff doesn't mean it's funny.
No, it's true.
I just want to put that out there.
That's very true, but the idea is they're trying to, if you understand that the average age of somebody who watches the Oscars is about 55, they got to get younger people because their audience is going to, you know, on the back end is going to fall off the cliff here.
Well, I just know I have a lot of friends who are homeschoolers who were tuning in, and they were like, man, we were just going to turn it off.
Why? Why were they tuning into the Oscars?
They enjoy it. It's a bunch of sisters, and
yeah.
I mean.
Yeah, okay, but they didn't have their kids sitting there with them.
No. Yeah. These are girls my age and younger.
But again, it's Hollywood. And this Daniel Day-Lewis is apparently really something because he gets into his character.
Very much.
And apparently that's all he does. And he thanked his wife of 16 years because of all the odd men she's had to live with during their marriage. So I thought that was, pretty cool.
Actors are a special breed.
Oh, that's, yeah, okay. That's being nice to them.
Yeah, I think that's.
They're weird is what they are. They're actors. Jeez.
I'd marry an actor.
In Hollywood, a Hollywood actor, would you?
I don't know about Hollywood, but Broadway. That would be fun.
The Razzies were last night also, you know, or Saturday night.
Yes.
The Razzies, which, you know, Adam Sandler had not picked up a worst actor or worst screenplay in quite a while, but he did pretty well. Rihanna got worst supporting actress in Battleship. Don't know what any of those movies are. And Kristen Stewart picked up worst actress. Way to go.
Wow.
Yeah, and that's it. As far as movies that people actually went to see, The Identity Identity Thief, $14.1 million. That was the number one movie. But more importantly than that, the chairman of the board, the head guy at Tabasco, passed away over the week.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Mr.
McElhaney.
McElhaney.
Yes, 68 years old. Paul C.P. McElhaney, chief executive and chairman of the board. Have you ever been there?
No, I have not.
We were on vacation, and I don't know. What we do when we're on driving vacation is we just don't know where we're going to end up. And so we were in Lafayette, and I think we stopped at the Convention and Visitors Bureau and realized that Avery Island wasn't that far down. It's just north of Vermilion Bay. And so we went down to Avery Island to the Tabasco factory. And, folks, it is a step back in time.
Is it really?
Yes, it is.
Did they give you a can at the end of the tour with a hole popped in the lid so you could make a bank out of it? That's what they did at the Texas Pete factory. I've never been to Tabasco.
Texas Pete? What is Texas Pete?
That's my family's hot sauce of choice.
Oh,
but it's
actually
from North Carolina.
No, they have little itty bitty ones that are about half the size of your little finger that they give you.
Wow.
And then everything else is for sale there. But I mean, this is a privately held company. And so of course as we climb in the car and decide we're going to drive around the island. No, you can't do that. No. You can go to the tourist center and you can wander around, you can look at the old buildings, but when you start wanting to go out on Avery Island, it's a privately held island.
And really?
Yeah. They don't. Looks to me like they have housing for employees, if you get my drift.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, they still do well. That's, you know, it is Tabasco after all. All right, a friendly game of bingo erupted into a brawl at a senior center in New Hampshire. Gotta hate when that happens. CNews reports that it all started when two elderly women started arguing over Avon. Police say one of the women, a regular at the bingo hall, you can tell because her ashtray's got her name on it, was angry that the other woman was trying to sell Avon products during the game. Oh, man, that's wrong on so many levels. Hey, hon, you want to buy some powder while you're here? Anyway, so...
Your nose looks a little shiny.
That's right, as officers haven't decided yet exactly who to press the assault charges on. But they also got their own daubers with their names on it. That's when you know that they're regulars, too. But I love it. I mean, bingo, Avon, Senior Citizen Center, it's got all the right... Since we're a locally owned media outlet, we understand the importance...
The only.
Yeah, that's true.
Don't leave that out.
That's true. The local folks stepping up. The Shipwreck Grill and the Crawfish Hole are going to provide crawfish, and members of the Bryan Police Department and volunteers are going to help direct traffic as they get together and have a fundraiser on Wednesday at their shop over there on Villa Maria to benefit the firefighters that were injured in the recent accident. Starts at 5 o'clock at the Shipwreck Grill, and there'll be some live music there. Jared Allen Stewart and Jack Houston will be playing. We'll have, I think, a couple of our Hummers out there and crew.
I'm trying to head out. I had lunch there Sunday.
Did you? Mm-hmm. Crawfish will be purchased with regular service inside the restaurant if you want to, or they've got an area out in the parking lot that's going to be dedicated to mudbug eaters.
And, yes, sir.
Yes, indeed. Also, additional sponsors for the event would be... The House of Tires and Cajatex Foods. And it's $10 a pound, and 100% of the crawfish revenues go directly to the cause. And you are encouraged, if you'd like, to bring your cooler and buy some more and take it home if you want to do that. So that's coming up on Wednesday at Shipwreck Grill. Okay, I want to go back to last hour because we didn't have time to talk about it, but something Kat said was fascinating to me.
What? Since when have anything I said interested you?
The part that you said you would like to be married to somebody on Broadway.
No, I said I'd be willing to be married to someone on Broadway.
Because if there's a bastion of conservative political thinking, it's Broadway. Yeah. I don't think there's any doubt about that. I mean, you just wouldn't be able to talk politics with your husband, would you?
Speaking of Broadway, because I love talking politics.
Yeah, well, okay.
But did you see...
No, wait, no, but stop. Whether it's politics or not, just your basic view of the world. I mean, we've talked about... You know, the self-reliance and government taking care of people, and, you know, you're against that, and, you know, you want people to just buck up and take care of it themselves.
Just because those are the loud people, I don't cater to the idea that all actors are that way. I've been involved in a lot of theater, and actually before I was an English major, I was a theater major for several years.
I understand, but that was at Baylor. I'm talking about Broadway here. I think there's a difference. I don't know. Maybe not.
Did you know that when Jennifer Garner fell down, Hugh Jackman was the first one to get up to try to help her.
I think
and nobody else got up. Only he did.
That doesn't
I thought
mean
that was very cool.
It doesn't mean he's conservative, though.
I know.
What I'm saying. Okay.
I'm just throwing that out there while we're talking about Broadway.
I just thought, I just after you'd said that, I thought, wow, those conversations at the breakfast table could be fascinating.
Well, see, you never know. What if there's some guy out in Broadway somewhere? Oh, all the girls are so liberal. If only I could find a nice conservative radio host.
She's got to find one that's out of the closet.
Yeah. Pennsylvania police have charged a woman with attacking her boyfriend using a Furby toy.
What?
What is a Furby?
It's a creepy little gremlin-like toy that has eyes that go up and down.
Remember back to the late 90s?
All right.
That was the toy one year, and you literally couldn't get it, and it talks to you. They're creepy.
Okay. According to the Pittsburgh Tribune Review, officers say 27-year-old Ashley Trimmer threw the soft toy at her boyfriend, striking him on the side of the head. Then she allegedly threw a Sony PlayStation controller at him, too.
Yeah, which caused bleeding.
That probably didn't bounce off, did it?
Well, it may have.
Yeah, it may have, but left a mark. Trimmer was charged with simple assault and released on $2,000 bail. Her boyfriend was bleeding from the incident. He's expected to be okay.
Yeah, but head wounds always bleed, even if you're not hurt that bad. I mean, really. Nothing like your head or face to just ooze blood and creep everyone out. Well, it's not really that bad.
Police were called to the Midtown Manhattan apartment today where Broadway star Joe Smith and his wife Cat McMullen were in a fight. She apparently hit him across the head with a plate, and Miss McMullen said, "It's not that big a deal. A head
wounds always bleed.
Yeah, they always bleed. Yeah.
Hey, better than a Furby, right? At least I have the dignity to use a plate."
I'm just putting those two stories together. That's it.
I'll drink to that.
Yeah, a lady in Oregon will spend a year in prison for failing to keep her one-year-old daughter off the phone. Jessica May claims she was in the bathroom when her toddler called 911 16 times.
Oh, my.
Ms. May says it was an honest mistake.
And you go to prison for that?
I don't know. The first nine times might have been a mistake. But now she could be fined $6,000 and spend a year in jail. No, that was the hyperbole of it. She could.
I mean, they didn't figure out after the first three calls that, oh, this toddler has a phone.
Yeah, stop it. Don't call. It might sound like an extreme punishment, but police say the kid had repeatedly been dialing 911 for about 2 months.
Oh, well, this is an ongoing problem. That's mom's fault.
Yeah, Jessica says for her part, she tried to get her to stop many times.
Well, you put the phone...
Put the phone to a high where they can't grab it.
She tried to make her stuff. She tried to talk some reason into her, right?
Now, the question here is that an Obama phone? Because I bet it is.
Oh, listen to you. Oh, man, you went there, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
Yeah. Well, again, it says her one-year-old daughter, and it's been going on for 2 months, so, you know,
is she
letting the baby play with it,
or what's the deal?
Yeah.
Just teething on it?
Punching buttons, and, yeah. Well, anything to keep her from having a parent. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't.
Now that was you. That wasn't me.
I didn't say that. That would have been insensitive.
Because some phones, 911's the only number you can dial while the phone is locked.
Well, that's true. David Cassidy's going to get murdered on Wednesday night.
What?
Yeah, he plays the guy who gets his throat slit on CSI.
Ooh.
David Cassidy.
David Cassidy, 62-year-old David Cassidy. And told the New York Post that there was so much blood in the scene that people on the set started throwing up. Really, did
they? Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, now, yeah, okay. He claims that no one other than the Beatles experienced the kind of madness that he did in the 70s as a star.
For about 2 weeks.
How come I've heard of the Beatles, but I never heard of David Cassidy?
Oh, yeah, he was huge.
Oh, he was, but I mean, there's Donny Osmond and
I've heard of Donny Osmond.
Leif Garrett.
Bieber, yeah, there. I mean, anyway. David says that John Lennon told him to quit while he was on top, and that's what the former Partridge Kid did in 1974 after a concert in London where a 14-year-old girl was trampled to death.
Anyway,
okay. And he's been in Las Vegas ever since, right, or something like that?
Yeah, I believe so.
So,
Branson, maybe.
Yeah. That's the next. No, that's the next stop.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, it'd be Branson.
Silly me.
Join Wayne Newton.
Yeah. So now, Chuck Patterson, 43 years old. He's a surfer, but he surfs using snow skis. That's a little harrowing, isn't it?
That's pretty hardcore.
Yeah. 30-foot waves. He does this off the coast of Santa Barbara. Patterson is thought to be the world's first wave skier. Uses ski poles to help him balance himself. Compares the feeling of skiing in warm temperatures when the snow is soft. Wow. He's got to have a very, very good sense of balance. I cannot imagine being able to do that.
I mean, I can get that because I water skied a lot when I was a kid.
Right.
But how do you get up?
I don't know. That's, again, got to have a great sense of balance.
Very strong central core.
There you are. That could do it, too.
Right now, BMW is having its first ever BMW Certified Pre-Owned Sales Event. And with exceptional offers through BMW Financial Services, you can get a BMW that looks and performs so new, it's hard to tell that it's pre-owned. So hurry into the first ever BMW Certified Pre-Owned Sales Event and take your first on-ramp in your new BMW today. Newer Certified Pre-Owned. We only make one thing, the ultimate driving machine.
Visit Garland Shelton BMW. See them on the web at garlandsheltonbmw.com.
This is Mitzi Marriott Pampel of Marriott Homes. We feel your home should be an expression of you. We work hard to make the home building process as enjoyable as possible. Our goal is to present each of our customers with the home they've been dreaming of. Our family has been building in the Brazos Valley for over 35 years, one home at a time. Call 696-1787 or click marriotthomes.com. Superior workmanship, classic style, and quality materials are standard with Marriott Homes. A tradition of excellence. Voted best in the Brazos Valley since 2004.
821, 822, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Kind of an interesting story I saw yesterday on a town, I think it's called Sonoya, Georgia. There was a movie made called Sweet Home Alabama. Reese Witherspoon was in that.
Yes.
She played a small town southern girl. And so they filmed this in this little town that's about 25 miles outside of Atlanta. Well, so a producer, film producer and entrepreneur, spotted that obviously this town with a population of 3,300 could do okay. So they have done two dozen major films starting in 1989 with Driving Miss Daisy. I mean, the houses are all original, basically with Driving Miss Daisy. They just threw dirt over the paved streets, and voila, you're back in the 1930s. In 2008, the city was struggling through America's recession. They passed a major tax incentive that would woo filmmakers in. And this guy, his name is Techler, invested $15 million, bought 22 commercial properties there, and rolled out the red carpet for Hollywood. And ABC's The Walking Dead, the most watched drama on cable television, is based in the town of Woodbury, and they used this town for it. In 2008, the main street had a half dozen buildings. Today, there are 49, and there's a waiting list for retail space. I mean, that's not bad.
That's a heck of a success story.
It really is. I mean, you look at your situation, you try to make something happen, you get a little help from the legislature, passing some legislation to make it easy for Hollywood to come in there and they make their movies. And, you know, them Hollywood dollars are big dollars.
Yeah.
They bring in the folks, and, you know, that's restaurants and hotels and stuff like that. That's pretty cool. Anyway,
that is cool.
3,300 in the town, and I wonder what their tax base is looking like. I wonder what house, what the property taxes on a house over there is. But anyhow, that's and again, being 25 miles from Atlanta probably helps out a little bit too. But that's kind of an interesting story. It's 8:24.
There are lots of options for book, music, and movie lovers these days, but I'm sticking with my favorite bookstore, Half Price Books. I love real books, page turners that give me the feel, the smell of the genuine article. When I go into Half Price Books, it's an adventure. I find things that I didn't even know I wanted, but I can't pass them up. Hey, when almost everything's half price or less, I find a world of treasures I can't resist. Unusual things I might not find anywhere else because they're buying from the public every day, and the collectible shelf is always my first stop. Plus, at Half Price Books, they can search their entire national inventory to find other things you may be looking for or suggest alternative titles and authors. These folks at Half Price Books, they are the experts. So make it your own adventure. Check out your neighborhood Half Price Books today. On University, just off the bypass next to PetSmart and Michaels. Find out more at halfpricebooks.com.
Hope you made it by Amish Furniture for Generations. You know, Alvin Jr. Beachy was there to show off his living room furniture. But this is something that is true all the time. You'll find the great quality solid wood furniture there at Amish Furniture for Generations. And again, from time to time, Ken has manufacturers come in, the craftsmen who make these beautiful pieces of furniture. And one of the great things about it is when you buy furniture from Amish Furniture for Generations, you end up being able to basically create the piece that you want. You'll see samples there in Kent's showroom, and he'll show you the quality of the wood and the selection of the wood, the reason it's cut the way that it is, and the beauty that Amish Furniture for Generations can provide for you. But also what he'll show you is that you can customize it. You can make it look the way you want it to look. And that's all it takes, is you going in, having a look at it. And by the way, the display of it makes it look very much like it's in a home right now today. So stop in and see some of the best-selling pieces. For instance, talking about Alvin Jr. Beachy, he's the bow arm gliders that he has are really his number one seller, and the ottoman that goes along with it. But whether it's that or something that you would like to picture in your home or your office, and by the way, they have outdoor furniture and they have children's furniture as well. It's all at Amish Furniture for Generations. They're on Boonville Road just past Kroger. Furniture that lasts for generations to come.
Haven't heard from your insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage, particularly healthcare coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have and with whom. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VANDYKERANKIN.com.
Stocks could get off to a strong start. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. Gains on overseas markets could give stocks a boost when Wall Street opens for business. The futures are pointing higher ahead of the Monday session. Analysts say there's optimism over the Italian elections and the prospects for a more accommodating economic policy in Japan. An economic barometer points to renewed weakness. The Federal Reserve Bank of Chicago reports its National Activity Index turned negative last month due to a decline in industrial production. The three-month moving average, which some economists consider more reliable, continued to climb. The recovery in the housing sector is boosting demand for lumber and the economies of communities that depend on the logging industry. Sawmills are reopening or increasing production. Workers are being hired or recalled from furlough. One county official in Oregon estimates every job added in the lumber industry creates as many as five other jobs. The Lundberg survey says we're paying an average $3.79 a gallon for regular gas. The price is up 20 cents in the last 2 weeks. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
Well, Flo, this is what you call a clogged drain tap.
Yep, looks that way.
Might need a drain extension, some new compound.
Maybe a flange or a twirly thingy.
A twirly what?
Or what you said. Those sounded great. Let's go with that.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payment, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
Hiya, Fred.
Hello, Beth.
You seen Eddie?
Yeah, he's in my workshop picking out tools to borrow.
Well, tell him I took the car to the Parts Plus Car Care Center for service.
So he'll be carless? Well, I hope he doesn't want me to run him around doing errands.
Oh, don't worry about that. I've got him rebuilding the handrail on the back steps.
Oh, there goes my good saw.
He'll be busy with that all afternoon. And besides, Parts Plus won't keep me long. They never do.
Now hurry back.
For the location nearest you, go to PartsPlus.com.
The Dow Jones Money Report is brought to you by ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment. Visit abchomeandcommercialservices.com.
The Aggie Report is next.
Last, but last.
Texas Mutual Insurance Company salutes the coaching staff. To win, you have to make sure your team is strong at every position. We understand. As a workers' comp provider, our first responsibility is helping businesses protect their employees so they can stay on the job. So, coach, even though we're glad you're telling your team to focus on training and equipment and technique, we have to wonder, have you been reading our playbook? Come see us at TexasMutual.com.
Aggie basketball fans, you're invited to come and join head coach Billy Kennedy tonight. We'll be at Wings and More on University Drive here in College Station for another edition of the Billy Kennedy Show. It's all things Texas A&M basketball from 7 until 8 tonight. The local broadcast on our flagship station, WTAW, 1620 AM. We also give you an 800 number where you can call with questions to the coach. Recent show responded to this question from the floor.
No, that's something we're stressing during practice. We're trying to play faster. We'd actually like to play faster. If our wings would run with our guards, we'd be a lot better off than our post guys. But we emphasize that, and we really try to get a good ball screen in transition and want them to get paint touches, and we talk about that a lot.
Texas A&M head basketball coach Billy Kennedy on a recent show. The next show tonight from 7 until 8. You'll hear it right here on this station. I'm Dave South, and that's your Aggie Basketball Report.
WTAW News Time is 8:30. It's 63 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. A panel of athletic trainers and physicians are speaking tonight at Bryan High School about health and safety issues affecting 6th through 12th graders.
And they'll talk about things such as athlete and parent responsibilities, even insurance options. How do you handle an athlete who has asthma or diabetes? Of course, concussion and traumatic brain injury will be discussed. Healthy eating, how do you stay hydrated, what do you do, and heat-related. It covers the gamut of everything that you could think of to keep an athlete safe.
Communications Director Sandy Ferris says the meeting, starting at 6 at the Bryan High Silver Cafeteria, is open to all parents in and outside of the district. A former A&M employee has been arrested for making a bomb threat last Friday at the Alumni Center.
Our investigators are working diligently to find out if there's any connection between this incident as well as the one that occurred a couple of days ago.
43-year-old Michael Francis Thomas of Bryan was also arrested in a credit card abuse case on campus that is unrelated to the bomb threats. 100 people were evacuated from the Alumni Center for 90 minutes after an employee found the word bomb written on a mirror in a bathroom. And while 2013 marks the 50th anniversary of women being admitted to A&M as full-time students, the Yale leaders will continue to be male members of the Corps of Cadets.
A third-generation Aggie, Sarah Petta of Corpus Christi, finished fifth for one of next year's three senior Yale leaders.
Hopefully I will have inspired enough women and people who are atypical when it comes to leadership positions at A&M to strive for that, and hopefully I can become an advocate for them and help them achieve their it sounds very, very Disney, but hopefully I can help them to achieve their dreams, if whatever they may be.
And students rejected by a 2-to-1 margin two proposals to raise money for the Kyle Field expansion project. More than 8,000 were against an increase in the university advancement fee and the price they pay for sports passes. A link to the online student election results is on our website at WTAW.com. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Continued growth at Blinn College's campuses in Brazos County has led to conducting its first facility study since 2002. Input will come from two committees, according to Executive Director of Operations, Ted Hayofsky.
You'll have a selection committee, number one, that will put together the qualifications that they're looking for the firm that's ultimately going to do the master plan. And then another committee will be formed that will be composed of the stakeholders, your faculty, your staff, your students, community leaders. They will be involved then at that stage to give their input into what their needs and expectations and what their future growth potential is for each of their departments.
Requests for proposals from architectural firms are expected to go out in the next 3 to 4 months. The master plan will look at future needs for classroom space and technology. This Friday, automatic cuts in federal spending, also known as sequestration, will begin unless an agreement is reached in Washington. Among the possible victims is Easterwood Airport. The Federal Times lists Easterwood among 200 smaller facilities where 100 will lose air traffic controllers April 1st if sequestration starts. A&M, which operates Easterwood, released a statement saying, "We are aware of the report and are assessing the situation. We certainly understand the importance of air service here and will be working with our congressional delegation regarding the matter." While the president wants tax increases to avoid the spending cuts, Congressman Bill Flores says that request should have been made 2 years ago.
It's very disingenuous for the president to put this position out. But again, it's with this administration, it's all politics. How do you beat the snot out of Republicans so that he can put Nancy Pelosi back in power as the Speaker of the House in January of 2015.
The list of Texas airports possibly losing controllers to sequestration is on our website at WTAW.com. Officials at A&M, which operates Easterwood, referred questions about the impact if the tower is closed to the FAA and Congressman Flores. And February is a busy month for local hotels and motels, but Shannon Overby at the Convention and Visitors Bureau says rooms were made available for out-of-town guests participating in the funeral services of the Bryan firemen killed last weekend.
We not only coordinated discounted rates at the hotels for those people coming into our community for the event of today and tomorrow, but also there were just numerous residents, particularly City of Bryan employees, that just opened their homes free of charge for people to stay in their homes.
The CVB coordinated requests with calls they received from homeowners and the lodging establishments. WTAW News Time is 8:35. It's 63 degrees. We'll have more news for you at noon, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Are you ready to take the guesswork out of battery shopping? Interstate All Battery Center is your one-stop shop for portable power. Don't waste time going from an electronics store for your laptop to an auto parts store for your truck. Instead, stop by Interstate All Battery Center to find exactly what you need to power power everything from your cameras, cell phones, and MP3 players to cordless tools, flashlights, and toys. Bring in your device and our experts will get it running. And for automotive, we're America's number one replacement battery. Interstate All Battery Center, 1100 Finfeather Road in Bryan, or call 775-4293.
If you or a loved one is considered homebound under the care of a physician and needs assistance with either skilled nursing or therapy service, call Thrive Home Healthcare. Aggie-owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive services a six-county area, accepts Medicare, and has an on-call nursing staff available 24 hours a day. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualification and more information.
Tired of leaving town to attend meetings? The Brazos County Expo is waiting to host your next event, located in the heart of the Brazos Valley and in the center of the Metropolitan Triangle. We can accommodate any size group up to a 2,500-person conference. Interested in a trade show? We can handle that too, up to 150 booths. Host your meetings right here at home at the Brazos County Expo. Let our experts help plan your next meeting. Visit BrazosCountyExpo.com. They're your meetings, too. Bring it home to the Brazos County Expo.
837, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
Another big storm system cranking up to our north and west this morning, and this storm system is going to have some impact on our weather as we head through today. Look for windy weather to develop. Wind advisory in effect until at noon, and it runs through 7 p.m. this evening. We'll see showers and thunderstorms developing later today. 65, it'll be windy. Showers and thunderstorms tonight, and it'll clear. Windy overnight, 40. Sunny tomorrow, 65. Sunshine and 60 to 65 Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Just kind of wandering around the state here on the old weather board, looking to see what's going on. Again, we could have gusts as high as 40 miles an hour, okay? Brownwood, gusts as high as 50 miles an hour.
Whew.
San Angelo, gusts as high as 60 miles an hour today. That's pretty serious.
Yes, it is.
That'll take the topsoil off. So we'll see if that happens. Don't know, but that's what the forecast says. And again, we're sunshiny all the way through the rest of the week. Our lows will be in the probably the middle 30s all week long. So did you hear about this accident in Houston? Early Sunday morning, an SUV flew through the air and crashed into the roofs of two homes in Northwest Harris County.
Good gravy.
Speeding
two?
Driver. Mm-hmm. Apparently didn't see a sharp curve in a road behind a subdivision. He hit a berm. He leaves the road and then hits a berm, and that gets him airborne. He lands on roof number one and then bounces over, and, I mean, it goes in.
Sounds like an insurance commercial.
Yeah, it does. In head first into the second home. I mean, they had video of having to bring in one of those big old cranes to pull this puppy, basically extract it out of the house.
Did he survive?
He survived. In fact, they had video of him on the stretcher. They're putting him into the ambulance, and he's texting somebody.
Get out.
The families try to kill him?
Yeah, really. Anyway, more proof that God protects the drunk. He apparently had been allegedly drinking.
Allegedly.
It's a bad curve, and the TV guy saw the broadcast out of Channel 11 in Houston. The sign that's supposed to tell you which way the road twists has been twisted itself because it's been hit so many times. And then another sign in front of it that's supposed to tell you about the curve has been knocked down. So I guess, again, folks who know.
That's effective.
Yeah, I think so. Deputies expected the driver to face charges. Witness saw him speeding through a red light shortly before the accident. Oh, and a pistol fell out of his SUV when it was pulled under the roof. That could cause more legal trouble for him. So we'll see how
he's
that
going
works
for the
out.
Trifecta.
Exactly. But just great look there, how it hit one house, bounced over, and then nosed it right in.
The only thing that keeps that from being perfect is the proverbial, hey, y'all, watch this.
Yeah, look what I can do. So if you're used to the Zendesk at Tumblr, Twitter, or Pinterest, you should keep an eye out for suspicious emails. According to TheWrap.com, hackers were able to infiltrate the shared customer support service, prompting all three networks to send out warnings to users who may have been affected. Zendesk won't say how many users' accounts had been compromised, but with its more than 500 million Twitter users, 11 million Pinterest users, and 9 million Tumblr users, those are going to be pretty big numbers. Zendesk believes the hacker downloaded email addresses of users who contacted customer support, as well as customer support email subject lines. The vulnerability has since been patched, but users should keep a lookout for suspicious emails. See, because you get so folksy and trusting on there, you'll open something up because you just know that Betty Lou has sent you a new cobbler recipe or something, or pinned it somewhere. Mm-hmm. Makes trouble for you. Monster goldfish have invaded Lake Tahoe. It's a warm water fish, commonly raised as pets. They are invading the pristine lake, taking food and space from the native species.
And because a carp.
Yeah, because they're not facing any predators, they have grown to a foot and a half long, and they weigh 4 pounds.
How come they don't survive at home, but they can survive in the wild as pests?
I don't know. I guess, they have a better food source out there. I'm not sure. And again, the no pet predators. Sounds to me like they should have a new sushi entry there on the strip.
I've actually caught one. They're big, giant carp.
Really? That's what it is, huh?
It's, like koi and anything else. Yeah. It's basically what it is.
Yeah.
What's it taste like?
There's a
chicken.
You want to know the recipe to cook carp?
Yeah.
Take a pine board, butter, lemon, put it in the oven, 350 for 3 hours.
Okay.
Pull it out, eat the pine board.
Yeah, there you go. Sounds good. Researchers trolling for invasive species encountered the massive goldfish and say pet owners may have dumped them. Maybe. You tell me. Little Johnny's whatever.
I think it was evolution. I mean, I don't know what y'all are talking about. I think the primordial, I don't know.
They've been down there, and we haven't had to find them before, right? But, I mean, really, little Johnny or little Betty's goldfish is not well, or you've gotten tired of keeping it. It's making it as far as the bathroom. I mean, well, we're not going to go, let's put Oscar into a bowl and drive him out to Lake Mead and drop him in there. I mean, that's not going to work.
Well, you might.
Howard Lake Tahoe. Yeah, well, okay, but how many people would it take for them to survive, too?
People always dump their dogs in the country.
Well, it's not the same. I don't think it's the same.
Go dump your fish in a pond.
Now, tell me, why do these fish have no predators? I mean, would seem like bigger fish would want to eat them.
Or some birds would eat them.
Especially when they're little bitty.
Because you eat the pine board.
Oh, okay. Now, how many pine boards do you find floating in the lake, right?
They're very bony.
Yeah. Well, researchers say that they believe that that's what happened, is pet owners dumped them there, and the act of goodwill could cause the lake's ecosystem to be damaged when the goldfish eat the native species. Yeah, okay. And they also excrete a nutrient that muddies the water. Okay. And it causes algae to bloom. So there we are.
Why are we so dumb?
Why are we? Yeah. Well, we're U.S. Americans, and we know that the federal government will take care of us no matter what.
We're surrounded by morons.
Yes, we are. Whatever bad decision we make, that's okay. The government's here to make sure that we'll get out of it. And the makers of U.S. American junk food have your personal taste, but not your personal health, down to an exact science. With Americans plagued by obesity... Thank you. With Americans plagued by obesity and type 2 diabetes, the New York Times reports that companies like Cadbury Schweppes, Kraft, and Frito-Lay are hiring experts to figure out ways to get you to love junk food. Get you to?
I was going to say, isn't that the problem?
Yeah, no. We're already there. They're conducting lengthy studies on things like a product's marketability, the bliss point, the mouthfeel, all to sell you more food stuffed with sugar and salt. Yeah, okay, fine. Here's some examples. Dr. Pepper sales declining. Cadbury Schweppes turned to Howard Moskowitz. He is a food industry expert known for optimizing products. A 135-page report analyzed sodas for their mouthfeel. In other words, how the drink interacts with your mouth and the bliss point, or ideal sugar intake. His study led to cherry vanilla Dr. Pepper, which apparently is monster.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know. I've just never been a Dr. Pepper person.
See, I love Dr. Pepper.
Well, there you go. There's,
really
there's,
do.
There's cherry vanilla Dr. Pepper out there for you. Oscar Mayer reacted to decline. Can you get louder out there?
Okay. Hang on.
Thank you.
Go ahead. Speak amongst yourselves.
Okay. Oscar Mayer reacted to declining meat sales in the 1980s by studying consumers and learned that moms wanted more time in the morning. This led to your pre-made lunches of meat, processed cheese, and crackers called Lunchables.
That was a smart idea.
Yeah, but, I mean, have you looked at the content on those? Turn those things over.
I ate Lunchables as a child.
God, how expensive they are, number one.
It was like a once in a while
type
treat.
Yeah, but number two, just turn it over and look at that. And, I mean, I guess if you're on the swim team and you're burning calories, that's fine. But, you know, processed meat and processed cheese and crackers, probably not good.
And a chocolate bar.
Yeah. Then you add some more sugar because they got Lunchables with desserts now. And, you know, we're pretty much talking about maxed out as far as the saturated fats you're supposed to have. If you take Lunchables apart, the most healthy item in it is the napkin, according to former Philip Morris CEO.
Dumb.
Just saying. And after failing with several new products, Frito-Lay combed through consumer data and realized that hurried baby boomers were eating snacks as meal replacements. This is a category that has a huge growth potential, says Frito-Lay. So the company released Lay's in new flavors and sodium-packed pita chips. The pita chips were a huge hit. On the bright side, Finland found a solution to its heavy salt intake, labeling high-salt foods with high salt content warnings. The country's salt consumption eventually fell by one-third, and fatal strokes and heart disease down 75 to 80%.
Wow.
Yep. And the Times found that veterans of the junk food industry who are seeking change, former Coca-Cola executive Jeffrey Dunn, now helping executives promote a product like junk food to Americans who love munching on snacks. The product? Baby carrots. See how that works out.
He says, if they're dipped in salt.
Yeah, or you've got caramel dipping sauce for them.
Sure.
Yeah, then Americans will flock to that.
Well, yeah, I've heard it's actually better to, cut up your own carrots because the baby carrots are put in some sort of something to keep them from turning slimy.
Oh, okay.
It's like a fluoride or a chlorinated chemical or something.
Oh, my God, we're going to put fluoride in our water. Oh, no, we're out of that.
Oh, you're such a jazz.
Starfire Satellite made living in the country so much easier. With just one phone call to the satellite professionals at Starfire, I was able to have high-speed internet. If having high-speed internet is your dream for your home in the country, call Starfire today at 279-2788 and ask about the details of high-speed internet. Get rid of your slow internet at your house in the country today. If you want fast internet, call Starfire at 279-2788. That's 279-2788. Call today.
Nowadays, everybody is looking for a way to save money. The best way I've found it was to call the satellite professionals at Starfire. They carry Dish Network and DirecTV. Starfire has programming packages starting at $24.99 a month, which includes over 120 of your favorite channels plus HD programming free for life. Compare that to what you currently have, and you'll see there's no comparison. Call Starfire Satellite today at 279-2788. That's 279-2788, and get more TV for less.
The relationship between accountant and client isn't based on money, it's based on trust. And your trust is not an investment that's taken for granted at Ingram Wallace & Company.
Hi, I'm Jim Ingram. At Ingram Wallace & Company, we provide clients with guidance in accounting, taxes, auditing, and estate planning. We're available year-round, not just during tax season.
With over 50 years of experience, trust Ingram Wallace & Company. Call 776-2600 or visit ingram-wallace.com.
We interrupt this program to bring you great financial news. Get double, yes, double your down payment or your tax refund only at Sterling Kia. Sterling Kia will double your down payment or your tax refund up to $6,000. You heard right. Your $3,000 tax refund becomes $6,000 toward the purchase of any select new Kia in stock. Why wait for Uncle Sam when you can double your tax refund now and drive home a new Kia from Sterling Kia for thousands less? 2013 Optima, just $229 per month. 2013 Sorento. Just $239 per month. Plus, Sterling Kia wants your current trade, even if you owe thousands more than it's worth, regardless of make, miles, or condition. And if you have a job and take home $350 per week, Sterling Kia wants to approve your credit, even if it's less than perfect. All new Kias are backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty. Nobody delivers more for less than Sterling Kia. Sterling Kia. 197 North Earl Runner Freeway in Bryan. Call 979-846-0607 or online at sterlingautogroup.net. 39 monthly, 12,000 miles per year, 1992 at signing, plus TTNL first payment and fees. With approved credit, includes security deposit. Offer includes all incentives.
I remember the moment.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
Several of us were working to rescue a family.
The house collapsed on top of the cellar door and trapped them.
We had to use Humvees and heavy machinery to move massive trees and debris.
We got them out.
We helped a lot of people out.
It felt good to know I could really make a difference.
Because I'm a citizen soldier in the National Guard.
Be there the moment your community needs you. Learn more at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Texas National Guard, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
841 News Talk 1620 WTAW. Now, I mean, I don't want the carrots to be slimy, but at least the fact that people are eating carrots, even if it's got like fluoride or something on it, is better than them.
I think it was like a chlorinated salt or something.
Okay. Hey, the other is potato. Potatoes is good for you.
Taters are good as long as you don't put all... Boy, I really like it when you put sour cream and cheese and bacon on them, too.
Oh, sure.
They really taste good. Yeah. But no, you're right. Just plain old potatoes and boil them. Red potatoes. Good stuff. Madonna was the top musical earner in 2012. Billboard magazine says she raked in $34.6 million.
Oh, goody.
Mostly thanks to her 88-date MDNA tour. Only female performer in the top 10. Wow, that's kind of surprising. Taylor Swift, down to number 15. That's because she didn't tour in 2012. Bruce Springsteen was in second place. He made $33.4 million. Roger Waters' The Wall brought him into third place at 21.
I Van Halen, see that.
Did you?
I wanted to.
And? Oh, you wanted to see
it.
Yeah, I wanted to see that. And we'll probably be out on video, won't it?
Yeah. Not the same.
I understand. You're right. It's not. Van Halen in fourth at $20 million, followed by Kenny Chesney. See, that's one dude, okay?
Yeah.
That's one dude. He came in fifth. Remember, most of these earnings come from touring, since artists make very little on their music sales. Yeah, they do. They fill arenas. Let's see. What Jane Lynch. Jane Lynch is turning into a game show host if NBC has their way.
I can see that working.
Oh, yeah, I guess so. Deadline.com says she's selected to host the new NBC show, Hollywood Game Night, which features A-list celebrities hanging out and playing games with fun-loving non-celebrity contestants in a cocktail party atmosphere. Okay, if they do five shows, maybe the fifth one will be pretty good because they'll be taking breaks between each one, if you get what I'm saying, you know. Get them loaded up a little bit. You're liable to have some pretty good stuff. Joy Behar moving to CNN, where she probably rightfully belongs.
Yeah.
With the revamp to the new news, the network's news programs. CNBC's Jeff Zucker said, she's the one I want. So there you go. She'd have shows on both headline news and current TV before she did that.
Mm-hmm.
John Stamos, former Full House and ER, and star of a yogurt commercial, right?
Yep,
and
that's
some other
absolutely
stuff.
Right.
Yep, doing an NBC pilot, I Am Victor, about a high-powered divorce attorney who will do just about anything for his clients. All right, see how that works out for him. And let's see what else. Oh, and don't believe those wacky rumors about Leanne Rimes joining the cast of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Okay? Because it sounds like she'd fit right in, though, really. You know, oh, Kat's not here. I'm going to save this one until she gets
back. Actually, I think Miss Rimes went to rehab.
Did she?
I think so.
Well, that probably keeps her from being able to do much, you know, other than...
Oh, but it qualifies her to do Real Housewives.
It does. That's true. Well, you're right. That's true. So how fun would this be to freak out your relatives from beyond the grave? Fun, right?
Love it. Love it.
New website called livesone.org will take over your Twitter account after you die and send new tweets based on your current likes and dislikes. All you need is an executor to decide if your account stays alive long after you're gone.
Oh, I love it.
From their website, when your heart stops beating, you can still keep tweeting.